The Troester Media Center, where the St. Joseph School Board has its chambers, is packed this evening with members of the public anticipating a full agenda. Just a week remains before school is back in session on Tuesday, August 19th, and the district is facing construction delays on critical projects. Meanwhile, it learned earlier this summer that millions of budgeted dollars were apparently missing based on clerical errors and botched enrollment estimates. Robert Hedgecorth, who began this summer as Assistant Superintendent for Business and Operations, says tonight there are multiple cost-saving options, but cuts are necessary.
In essence, what I'm trying to say is we're looking at about $8 million of cuts in the next couple of years to be able to come out of a situation we're in and start increasing.
Included in the cuts are $6 million in salary reductions to be achieved through retirements and attrition. Amidst the turmoil, board member Kim Miller called tonight's special session in order to remove LaTanya Williams from the position of board president. In a phone interview before the meeting, Williams says she's unsure of Miller's reasons for seeking a reorganization.
I'm a little bit in the dark myself. I mean, I've been the board president for two past years, not including this current year. I've been doing my job effectively and efficiently, as I always have.
Williams did say she has experienced a series of personal attacks that she ties back to a Christian political organization which has donated campaign funds to fellow board members. Williams also said she spoke for herself during the interview and not as a board representative. In the room tonight, the mood of St. Joseph residents is made clear. Lois Hedge is a retired district educator. She speaks during public comment.
I read that this was a special meeting and it was called for the purpose of reorganizing the board leadership, which means changing the president, who is LaTanya Williams. The president, who is an African-American, the president, who is an African-American female, that sounds like a power grab to me.
Educators in the district come forward to report anxiety amongst the staff. They ask the board to focus on students, teachers, and parents, not political infighting. Following an hour of discussion, Miller and the three members supporting her back down. When it comes time to introduce the motion, no one comes forward. Afterwards, the board quickly votes to adjourn. Dakota Allen, a first grade teacher in St. Joseph, says he feels surprised but pleased.
I definitely am really relieved and grateful that they took the opportunity to listen to the public's comments.
Allen says his attention now turns to district challenges.
I think the biggest concern for me personally is the funding deficit that we're seeing at this time, especially seeing solutions like decreases in salary budgets.
One thing from the evening is clear, says longtime St. Joe resident Sarah Hoschwender.
This is a community that stands 100% behind LaTanya Williams.
Kim Miller did not respond to requests for comment. For KXCV, Karen W., this is Gavin McGough.